Welcome to Love Fellowship Believers, a non-denominational church desiring to fulfill God's will. We invite you to join us in an atmosphere of praise and worship and the powerful teachings of Christ delivered in a most creative way that reaches every age. Located at 1900 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Greensboro, North Carolina, on the wonderful campus of Gillespie Park Elementary School. This year, we're focusing on building a foundation solidified by grace, with walls made by faith, and our homes being filled with salvation by being united in living devotion. We promise you, visiting us online or in the sanctuary will be an experience that will be life-changing and one you'll never forget. We hope to see you soon. Services begin at 11 a.m. Have a blessed day.
I'm gonna lose my mind, God kept me.
He kept me.
Yes, He kept me.
God kept me.
He kept me.
He kept me.
So I wouldn't let go. Amen. Amen.
God kept me. He kept me. So I wouldn't let go. It's good to be kept by Jesus, isn't it, church? But we thank God for His grace. We thank Him for His mercy. Truly, I give honor to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ this morning for allowing me just to get up this morning to utter my lips this morning. I give honor to our pastor as in his absence and to all of you. To God be the glory for all the great things that He's going to do in this place today. I pray that you are praying with me this morning because I truly desire prayer very much, because when Minister Tim said, how are you going to do it from one scripture? But I have enough faith, and I know God going to work it out. Amen. Amen. So if you would, if you'd just stand with me this morning and read with this with me. And I'm going to be coming from the book of Hebrews. It says in verse 11:1, it says, together. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of some things not seen. Amen. You may sit down in the presence of the Lord. Father God, we just thank you, God, for our space in the building this morning. We ask, God, that you'll just bless this message, God. I ask, God, that you just work through this message, God. I ask, God, that you just bring in a powerful word this morning, God. I ask, God, that you use me, God, that somebody would just keep the faith, God. Lord, we just thank you, and we just give you all the glory for everything that you're going to do. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And I want to use for my topic this morning, my name is victory. My name is victory. And I guess you say, well, how you get that out of faith? Well, it took some faith for me to get the victory. Now we look at, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. We notice that substance is a good way to understand the meaning of substance. It's to think of a subfloor. It is what is holding up. What is above it is the unseen support. A lot of times we want to see stuff before it comes into existence. But I'm truly a witness and a testimony that faith is the substance of things hoped for. Like when you're going through a situation, you don't know what's going to happen or what's going to occur. But we know if we just trust God and just believe in Him that we're going to work it through. Because God, He can work out any situation. Now, as I look at Jesus says in John 20:29, He said, blessed are those that have seen and yet believe. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of not things not seen. Hope is the faith of relating to a future, a convincing faith relating to the present. We know that if we just keep our faith in God and trust God, that He will work it out. And God has a plan for our life. He has a plan for our life daily if we just trust him and keep the faith. And as I look at John 10:10, it says, in this text it says that the thief comes but to steal, kill, and destroy. We know that the devil comes to destroy us in all shape, form, and fashion. So we are God's people. We got to have faith to believe that God has a plan for our life. He has a plan for our life. He has a plan for everyone in here. Sometimes we get lost by the way and we doubt God. We always want to see it before we get it. But if I'm a firm believer, if you trust God when certain things happen, God is going to bring you out of it. If he bring you to it, he going to bring you out of it. And I just praise God for it this morning. God has a plan for our life. Right here, I have come that we may have life and life more abundant. Jesus desires for us and for you that you might have life and life more abundant. Some people think that abundant life is having big cars, big home, houses, and land. But that's not an abundant life. Abundant life, God gives us everything that we need. He is talking about having that kind of relationship with him. He is wanting us to get closer to him. Because when everything around us starts to sink and sand, we know that we can call on our solid rock, which is Christ Jesus. Abundant life is dependent upon the relationship of the Lord. Not in a situation or a circumstance in the world. It does not matter how good or how bad things look. If you really have a relationship with God, he will give you that abundant life. So many people say, but they don't understand, well, I live in this location, I live here, and I don't have this, I don't have this car, I don't have this truck, I don't have that. But it's not all about that. It's all about Jesus and having a close relationship with him, a close walk with him. Because whatever we need, we know that Jesus had it. As we can look back in the book of 1 Samuel 17, the story, we find a story of a young man named David. We notice here in this story that about David, that he had an abundant life with Jesus. Here we see that he had faith when he had God's anointing, he had God's will, and he also had God's victory. First thing I want to stand out to you is God's anointing. In chapter 16, God had spoke to Samuel, telling him to go and anoint a king in Israel. All of Jesse's sons came except David. Finally, when David was brought in, Samuel took his horn and anointed it with oil, which symbolized the anointing of God, and poured it over David's head. When the oil came running down David's hair, it ran down his face of his garment and all the way down to the ground. There was a sweet smelling of our Savior when the anointing came upon David. The words of God says that the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. David, from that day, he had favor in the Lord to move forward. From that time when he just was a teenager, he was just a little boy, God anointed him. God has anointed us in here in this church, some of us from when we was a little child, God's anointing came upon us. When different situations and circumstances may come in your life, you must realize that you too have the anointing of Jesus Christ. In John 15:16, it says, "You have not chose me, but I have chosen and ordained you that you should go bring forth fruit, that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask in the Father's name, he may give it to you." That's the kind of faith we have to have. The Bible strictly tells us that you have not because you ask not. So if you don't ask God for something, how you going to know that you really want it? Sometimes God wants us to talk to him. We act like sometimes Christians, we don't want to talk to God. We don't want to be bothered with nobody. But we got to talk to God sometimes. Let him know what we're coming from, what we need in our life. It is easy to realize that you are the anointing of God when you are in a good worship service. Oh, it's easy to give God praise. I'm anointed of God. It does not matter where you go, you still is anointed. In times to stand on your feet, when you go through these circumstances and look at Satan in his face and say, "I am an anointed child of God. Satan, you have no victory over me because I have Christ Jesus on my side." As long as we got Christ Jesus on our side, he gives us the victory. David was anointed. Three of David's brothers has been drafted by Saul. One day, David's father said, son, I want you to take some of your provisions. Go over to your brothers, give them some corn, cheese, bread, whatever they may have been eating back then, and take them to your brother and give it to them because they're going to need these things for what they're about to do. And so David started out towards his brothers and family. He came to a valley where there was an army of God, and the armies of the Philistines were fighting. And David was so excited to think that he was going to see the army of God defeating the army of the Philistines. So while David was talking with his brothers from across the valley, a big boom voice, a big giant came for Goliath. History tells us that Goliath was a big, tall man. Some people say he was 9 feet, 5 inches, 10 or 11 feet. But can you imagine how big Goliath was? Goliath stepped out from the Philistines' battle line and challenged them. But we find in 1 Samuel 17 and 8 and 10, it says, why are you come out to set your battle is astray? Am I not a Philistine and yet serve Saul? Choose you a man from you and let him come down to me. If he's able to fight with me and torn and kill me, then shall you, ye, be our servants and serve us. And the Philistines said, I defeated the army of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together. David was a little taken back. When Goliath saw him, we can imagine that David's first question to his brother is said, hey, what are y'all going to do? It's just like when situations come in our life and things, we'd be like, wow, this is going to overtake me. But you know, we are overcomers through Christ Jesus. And then when Saul, when he heard that the Philistines, what was going on, he was very dismayed and greatly afraid. And the men of Israel, and when they saw the men, they fled from him, and they was very afraid. This was not the first day Goliath had stood and he had challenged the army of God. For 40 days, and the last thing Israel had heard before going to sleep at night was a booming voice of Goliath fighting stuff going on. But you know, we can conquer anything through Christ Jesus. And then we see that what was going on, and we see that this fight started happening, and David, he was a little kid. People would say, oh, he can't fight this giant, he can't fight this giant. But David, he had a motive, because his brother Eli, he said, I know that your pride and your knowledge is of your heart from thou that comes, that thou might see the battle. It is bad enough when we try to do stuff in life and people say stuff to try to keep us down. Whatever God give us to do in our life, then people try to intimidate us, try to tell us that we can't do it. It won't be done. But we can do anything if we just keep the faith and believe in Christ Jesus. David was God's anointed one. When David saw the enemy, he got angry and he said he's going to fight Goliath. Nobody thought that he could fight Goliath, but he did. Because he had the faith, because he was a person that went out to do God's will. It is time for the people to get angry at the devil, to look him straight in his face and do what God would have us to do. A lot of stuff that is occurring around in the world about the policemen shooting our African-American men, and then every time you turn on the news, somebody's getting killed in here, and it's just all kind of awful stuff going on, and even situations in your home, sickness or whatever. But we got to be able just to look that enemy in his face and tell him that we are working in the kingdom of God, and whatever God's will, we're going to look to him, because we know God is able and he is going to keep us. Amen. And David finally got the attention of King Saul. David told the king that he would go and fight Goliath. Thou art be he a man of war from the youth. David kept insisting that somebody had to do something. So something happened. Saul finally said, well, if you are going to go, put on my armor. And the Bible said that when Saul was chosen to be king over Israel, that he had heads and shoulders taller than any other man in Israel. But David said, I cannot go out there to fight Goliath like this. Notice his reason. In verse 39, it will tell you what he meant is that I can't fight the enemy with somebody else's armor. I have to fight the enemy for what I know that is right. I have to do what I know that is good. That's just like us. We can't fight the enemy any kind of way. We got to fight the enemy for what we know is right. A lot of times we have to put on our whole armor of God to fight against the enemy. David said, I have to use what I know that's proven. He took off Saul's armor and he started across the valley. And he was a shepherd. He had his shepherd's staff and he had his sling and his pouch. And he went down to the brook and he took his stones out of his bag. And then he got ready to go into victory. And then we got to look at faith in God's victory. David walked across the valley and there was Goliath. Goliath was dismayed at him for a moment. Because he wanted, this little boy gonna fight somebody that's so big like me. But that's what we got to get in our frame of thought. That we can fight no matter how big the situation is or how little the situation. We got to be able to fight and be able to conquer because we are conquerors through Jesus Christ. And we got to be brave. We got to be like Goliath. Put those stones in and he knocked Goliath right on out. But we just thank God that we can kill the enemy ourselves. All we have to do is just call on the name of Jesus and have that faith that can move mountains. And anything that we want to do, whether it's we got to get rid of bitterness, we got to get away unforgiveness, we got to get away any kind of heartaches or anything in our life. Because God has given us the victory through Christ Jesus. And I really like the song that Brother Nelson, he said that I got evidence. Our Bible is our evidence. We see all kinds of stories and all kinds. I have evidence in my life because I have confidence that I know God is going to conquer me through anything that I need to do. When I was battling cancer one time, I know, I didn't even look. I guess y'all say y'all telling my testimony, but I have great testimony. I didn't look at the counts. I didn't look at the situation, but I looked at God. Because I know that God was going to be able to bring me out just because it is him that got me the victory. It was my faith through Christ Jesus that got me the victory. I wasn't worried about it. A lot of times we need to stop worried about what people are saying or what people, well, don't do this and don't do that. A lot of times we just need to get on our knees and look to the hills that's coming for our help, for we know that God would give us anything we need. We have to look through the hills for our children. Sometimes our children can be going through and we don't know what to do and I have learned not to even think about it. I just put it in God's hand. Used to be a time I used to worry and worry and worry, but I said, no, I'm gonna stop worrying. God's been too good to me. I can't worry. I got to sit back and I got to trust God because I know that he has all authority in his hand and he has victory over the enemy. And long as I know that Christ Jesus is our victorious in everywhere we go, I got somebody I can call on. Because he know my true identity. If you don't know who you are in Jesus Christ this morning, then you need to find out because you are victory. You can look at yourself, you can look at life situations and say, my name is victory. Look at your neighbor and tell them, say, my name is victory. Say, my name is victory because I am victorious in Christ Jesus. Because I know who I am. Because God has already won the victory. When he went to Calvary's cross, he won the victory. And I just praise God for it because I just thank God for just having the faith of a mustard seed to be able just to move in the mountains in my life. I don't have to sit back and wonder because I know that God is able and he is willing. And we have the anointing of God to do any kind of purpose that he has planned in our life. I look at Ms. McTimmon, Pastor McTimmon, how she be putting stuff on Facebook about stuff she's doing, and I be praying for her constantly because I know that Camp Lucy Ann, she is starting up Camp Lucy Ann, that one day it's going to be a building down there, a whole campground. People going to be coming from all parts of the earth to come to her camp, Lucy Ann. And I just thank God for other stuff that she's doing, because God is going to work it out. A lot of times I know she's trying to figure out where the money comes from, but if she just sit back and be patient and wait on God, God going to work it out. Sickness, he's going to work it out. If you got sickness in your body, God going to work it out, because he is victorious. If you just keep the faith, if you keep the faith, and if you want your own business started, God is going to help you start that business. I look at Brother James, how God had blessed him with that truck. Now, this is his testimony. He got that truck because God know the desires of his heart. They know what he's getting ready to do. God knows what he's getting ready to do. But not only does he got that truck, it's a big truck coming. I see a big truck coming, because he's going to have a lot of stuff to carry the people far away. Not just here in Greensboro, far away. I see a big truck coming, and I just praise God for that ministry and that mission. And so whatever we need in God this morning, he'll give it to us. He really will. I just have faith to know that we are overcomers. I mean, whatever we do, I our children, and I pray for my daughter, I pray for my son, and I know that God, how he have worked things out in their life, that he's going to continue to, if I just trust him and just keep him in his hands. A lot of times we as parents, we like to put our hands in it, but we have to give it to God and let God do it, because there's nothing that we can do. Sometimes our mouth and our hands will cause us a disturbance, but if we trust God, he will work it out. And I want you to know today that you can be victorious in Christ Jesus. If you haven't made him as your personal savior, you need to make your way to do that today, because with him, we have everlasting life. I went to Bishop Rogers' funeral yesterday, a wonderful homegoing service. And I mean, it was just victorious in there to me, because he won the victory, and Pastor preached off a win. And he won the victory, 91 years old, and God has blessed him in many years. He didn't have to go to the nursing home, but God gave him the victory. That's what I don't understand about people. We got to pray, ask God to heal our bodies, but sometimes we're not going to be healed here on earth. We're going to get our healing when we get to heaven. And so I'm going to be victorious. I don't care where I go, where I walk, or where I may be. But victory is in Christ Jesus. Amen, 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 amen. If you stand to your feet and sing along with me, I really appreciate it.